Richter. A large retrospective exhibition of the works by Jan Zrzabi is currently being held at the Prague's Waldstein Riding School. Although his work attracts large crowds of Czech art lovers, Zrzabi's reputation does not seem to extend beyond the Czech borders. In this week's Arts, we look at why Jan Zrzabi, one of the country's best-known modernist painters, has yet to be rediscovered abroad.
Když jsem jel do té Paříže, tak ve vlaku v Německu přistoupil nějaký mladík.
When I was on the train in Germany on my way to Paris, a young man walked into my compartment. He was a little older than me, around 20, and we started talking. He liked the idea of me being a painter going to Paris, and when we were getting off the train, he gave me his card and told me that if I needed anything, I should come to him and he would help me. One day I was walking near the Palais Royal and I ran into him. He said, "Don't forget that if you were not doing well or if you need something, come to me." But I never did. If I had done, I might have stayed in Paris and my life would have been quite different.
Jan Zrzabi remembering in 1969 his first trip to Paris he made in 1907. His first encounter with France only lasted for a week before a lack of money and luck when looking for a job made Zrzabi come back. He would return to Paris many times in the interwar period and was in fact blamed for alienating himself from his homeland during his long stays in France. Some of his pictures are even signed with the name Zrzabi with an E in the first syllable, which earned him accusations of trying to appear French. In 1931, Jan Zrzabi said, "I sign my paintings that I know will stay here as Zrzabi, but the French can't really pronounce my name and therefore I insert that E in my name." Imagine the embarrassment for a painter who lives and wants to live for most of his time among them. In the 1920s and 1930s, it appeared that Jan Zrzabi would stay in France. He found most themes for his work in that country, especially in Brittany, and he also painted Venice. But in the autumn of 1938, he moved back to Czechoslovakia. If Zrzabi had stayed in France in 1907, or if things in Germany had developed differently in the 1930s, Jan Zrzabi would today perhaps be known and appreciated around the world as much as he is in his native country. While Zrzabi's exhibitions were always very well received here, few of his works are featured in public museums collections in the West. What is it that made him so popular with the Czechs? I ask Ondřej Chrobák of the National Gallery in Prague.
Jan Zrzabi už byl populární ve 30. letech velmi dobře.
Zrzabi was already very popular in the 1930s. His paintings sold well. He spent a lot of time in France in the interwar period in Paris and Brittany. This connection to yet another source of French modernity was admired and valued by Czechs. His popularity was paradoxical to a great extent, because Zrzabi's work has many highly complicated and structured capacities, and the popularity of his work is presumably very superficial. Just like with all great artists, his work has many levels, and one of them is accessible and even borders on some kind of symbolistic kitsch. The feeling of accessibility meant that reproductions of his works were often found hanging in school
ordinací a tak dále.
Other art experts believe there is something unique in Zrzabi's paintings that speaks to Czechs rather than people from other parts of Europe and the world. Some say it is some sort of melancholy. Others talk about a spiritual tune that goes beyond sensual perception. But Jan Zrzabi was apparently very conscious of his own image in modern terms. Ondřej Chrobák of the National Gallery again.
Jan Zrzabi vlastně demonstroval vždy své napojení na
Jan Zrzabi always demonstrated his connection to the old painters. He admired Leonardo da Vinci, and for the general public he symbolized a direct link to the source of some mythical creative power, the source of art. Zrzabi also very carefully built up his image. Some people still remember him living at the end of his life in Malá Strana, walking around with his well-groomed beard and beret or red cap. He was narcissistic by nature and complied with the general image of what an artist should look like.
Takové představy obecné o tom, jak má vypadat jakoby umělec.
Zrzavi exhibited regularly ever since he started painting into the early 1940s. After the war, he was able to travel again for a few years, but when the communists took over the country in 1948, he spent most of his time working in solitude. The communists favored a different kind of art, which they called socialist realism, and Zrzavi and other modern painters of his generation did not fit in. It was perhaps then when the isolation behind the Iron Curtain made the Western audience forget about Czech art. Milan Knížák, the director of the National Gallery.
All happened after the Second World War, but this was time where Czech art was in a bad position, was closed, there were no informations, therefore we missed the right time. And anyway, there are some people already known from before, and some even during the communist period, but still I think the situation is not normal, because, for instance, French Jakubka, who is no doubt one of the best artists in the whole world, his prices are, let's say, 10 times lower than, for instance, Piet Mondrian, which is, you know, about the same kind of an artist. Kubka, even a bit more interesting, but doesn't matter, we can say similar, but the prices are not similar. It means we are still in a position of a white spot on a map of the art world.
One of the tasks the National Gallery in Prague is pursuing is placing figures such as Zrzavi, Kubka, Fila or Štýrsky back on the map of the art world. Art curators, historians and critics in Western Europe and the United States, however, tend to be more inclined to recognize those artists who fit a category that has already been established, such as Cubism, for example. It is easier to hold an exhibition of a French expressionist than one of Jan Zrzavi, whose work really defies these definitions. Stephen Mansbach, professor of art history at the University of Maryland in the United States, who teaches about Zrzavi in his classes, says, however, that Czech art is regaining its reputation.
One of the great paradoxes, but a happy one, is that Czech art is becoming much better known and much more widely appreciated. But in part, that's because many of the leading Czech artists, Fila, for example, or even Kubista, seem to conform to the categories or paradigms that Western art historians and audiences already know. Zrzavi, although one might say he's a cubist and expressionist, really doesn't conform as neatly to these paradigms or categories. So even though Czech art is becoming much more greatly appreciated and much better known, Zrzavi is less so.